It's Animal Radio. The music of David Tai in the background. Music for cats. Do you have your cats around the radio? They like it. They dig it, don't they? I'm telling you. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to give away a copy. It's definitely intriguing. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. We've seen CDs like this before. And I've played them before. But they had no reaction. The cats couldn't care less. We put on your CD. The cats all gathered from the entire studio. So there's something that you're doing absolutely fantastic. Are you surprised that it is doing so well, especially on the human side, that humans really like this?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm certainly happy that the humans like it too, but it is designed in a way. You know, the music that I wrote for the Cotton Top Tamarind Monkeys, I did just monkey music. I had no reason to put any human compote in it. And the researchers all found that monkey music to be irritating. And in fact, it turned out to be something that Chuck Snowden, who did the test as a primatologist, put out to his colleagues to say, you know, we put on our music when we leave many times and leave behind music for our captive animals, but there's no reason to necessarily think that they like this. This may be irritating to them, just as monkey music was irritating to humans. And so I thought, if I design the cat music that's irritating for humans, the cat owner is just not going to put it on. So the bass register down in the bass clef, basically the low register, this is a register that the cats can hear sounds down there, but it's not meaningful to them. It's below their vocal range, and so it doesn't trigger any kind of emotional recognition. So basically, down in the bass clef, that's where I put the human music as a layer and blend it with the music on top, which is the music for the cats. And so I do put down there music that's intended to be palatable for the cat owners as well. And actually where I'm going now with this, that I'm very happy with, I'm writing things I kind of call shared music, where I've found that if you can develop that music on the lower level and blend it with the music on upper level so that they share melodies or pass them back and forth, so that the idea is that this connection between pet owner and pet is enhanced. You can actually appreciate the same music at the same time.
We just got a Twitter. Somebody's asking whether there's a music for dogs,
Well, dogs are coming up.
Okay.
I should say horses are next, because I basically designed the music for horses to know what I want to do. And made my first set of horse headphones and tried them on my wife's horse.
Horse headphones.
Yeah, I know. I like that idea. Dogs, I might add, are going to be, they're very complicated. It's just surprising how, in fact, I'm frankly scared of it. Every time I start into it, I realize yet another level of complexity because of the difference between the breeds. They're much more connected to the human voice. Recent research showed that they process the words in one part of the brain and the intonation of the words in another, like humans do. So they know the difference between good boy and good boy.
Yeah. Plus you got that whole thing going on where they can hear frequencies we cannot hear.
Exactly. Although dogs get the press, cats can actually hear higher than dogs.
Yeah.
and what we bring across to them through our speakers, they only go up as high as we can hear, of course. No reason to make speakers for, for sounds that we can't hear. So, and I think the other problem is that if it's effective for dogs, they're probably going to want to sing along.
Sure, you wouldn't want that. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. But, you know, the frequencies, if let's say an analogy that you're painting a picture, essentially the music for cats might only be two colors to them.
Right. Well, that's, a beautiful and extremely fitting analogy. I think to myself of, you know, the shrimp mantis, the mantis shrimp that can see colors that we can't see.
Ah.
If it were painting a painting and showed it to us, we go, well, I like it, but this whole side of the painting is just gray. And they go, what are you talking about? That's the best part of the painting.
I got Music for Cats off of iTunes. Where else can we get it?
At musicforcats.com. In the United States and Canada.
I love that you're doing this, but I love that you are thinking about how to make an animal's life better and that you have that kind of heart.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I tell you, it is the first step, and I'm collaborating with Alexandra Horowitz at the Dog Cognition Center. You probably had her on.
Good friend.
She, and one of the things that attracted me to hers and her work so much is she is able to try to think like a dog. You try to, and so I think that's the whole key, is you see the world as that animal, that species would see it. And that is what I'm kind of after. And the long-term goal of this actually all is to create music for captive species, because as we go across the world and kind of ransack the place, we're squeezing out more and more species that are only viable in captivity, and we tend to stick them in a square cement room and feed them, and, Bob's your uncle. But
wow, that is beautiful.
So if we can bring some kind of enrichment to them, I think we owe it to them. So I hope it takes off.
Okay.
Can I give you a virtual hug?
Thank you. I accept it from long distance. Thank you.
Let's go ahead and give away one copy right now of Music for Cats, toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. You got to report back. Let us know how your cat liked it. Now, if you are interested in getting the CD, you're not lucky enough to get on through today on the phone lines, you can head to the website musicforcats.com, musicforcats.com. And, of course, we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. It is definitely time for us to get on out of here. I see Roro wants a walk.
Yeah.
And if you need your fix during the week, head on over to animalradio.pet or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. We'll see you. Have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.